Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. I'm your host, Greg Caponia. Today I would like to welcome Jessica O'Donnell, the Executive Vice President of Affiliated Chambers at the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. You're becoming one of our stars here.
Yes.
Also, Jessica's brought along John Hall. Hi, John.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
John works with 3Seed Marketing in the area of new business development. John is also the second vice chair of the Greater Northern Lehigh Chamber Board. Now, yes. When you have the sixth largest chamber in the country, the titles tend to be a little longer because everybody does so much.
Yes, and we're much bigger up there because of all the counties we represent.
Well, what do you include? You have 5 to 6 municipalities. How many counties are you in?
Well, we have 8 municipalities that we represent in 2 different counties.
That's a lot. Give us a couple of towns that are in your territory.
So we work in Slatington, we're in Walnutport, Lehigh Township, Heidelberg Township, Low Hill. We are also Lynn Township, Washington, North Whitehall Township.
So you put about 150,000 miles on your car
yes.
a year, right?
Yeah. Just in 1 weekend sometimes.
Yeah, I've had that kind of job. Yeah, you beat the car up. John, tell us a little bit about 3Seed Marketing.
Sure.
It's design and interactive.
Yes, yep. So we are a full-service ad agency. We're located right in Schnecksville off of 309. We've been in business now, celebrating our 10th year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And how was it started?
We had 3 partners. They started out in a little flower shop out in Kutztown. Settled into our office in Schnecksville about 6 years ago and started to grow and blossom from there.
And who are those partners?
John Mulder, Andrea Lumen Guarino, and Julie Moyer.
Well, if you're listening, hello. And thank you for loaning John to us, and the Chamber thanks you for
yes.
letting John volunteer, because you are a group of volunteers,
yes.
really. It's and John does a lot of volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about some of the things you volunteer in?
Sure. So I'm not only the second vice chair for the Greater Northern Lehigh Chamber, but also the co-chair of events for the Ambassadors Council. That's actually how I got involved with the Greater Northern Board. I came to them as a liaison from the Ambassadors Council.
And what is it with your work at 3Seed that makes you a valuable asset to the chamber?
Well, I like to think, you know, we bring a kind of a special set of skills and add value from a marketing standpoint.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, and he also serves on the membership committee with the Greater Northern Lehigh Chamber Board. So he's a relationship builder. He's a connector for us. I know that serving on the events committee for the ambassadors, he's bringing a whole new value or a whole new set of skills to the table that maybe we are not thinking about. Maybe, you know, we're so quick to throw something on social media, but he's like, let's look at the analytics. Let's see how many people are really viewing this. So he's bringing a whole
right.
new perspective for us.
Let's talk about that a little bit, and I'd like to use the show to maybe give our listeners a little bit of education about what our guests specifically do and drill into their expertise. What is it about the business owner today that we might not understand? I guess to put it more clearly, I'm a digital adapter. You are a native, so a lot of this you intuitively know, and as a person who is way over 42 years old, which is what I hear is the line of definition, what don't I know?
Sure. So we talked a little bit earlier, you know, business owners in the past have always wanted to try to be a little bit of everything for everybody. Nowadays, you don't have to reach clients through sort of an accuracy by volume mindset. You know, you can be a lot more strategic and a lot more specific with what clientele you're trying to reach because you can measure, you know, more accurately where your customers are coming from, how they're reaching you, where they're navigating, say, on your website or through your social media platforms, more than what we've always done with traditional. Now, traditional media gets to be still a big part of your marketing plan, but you can measure it through some of those digital tools.
Please drill into the term accuracy by volume. I've never heard that.
Okay.
I've been doing this a long time. And am I more likely to do that than you are?
I would say you might be. An older mindset, I would say, and I hate to use that.
Okay, no, you younger folks are here to help us learn how to navigate the new sure. territory.
So in the past, we've always tried to reach as many people as we can, right? As make as many impressions as you possibly can.
I think we used to call it spraying and praying.
Yeah, same thing.
You yep. spray a little bit out there, or you spray a lot out there and pray that it works.
Yeah, same concept. Now we can still utilize the same tools that we've always had from a traditional standpoint, but try to, say, run a billboard campaign or a television commercial, create a call to action that sends a user to maybe a landing page or bring them into your website through social media. We can track click-through rates. We can track conversions. We can track phone calls and, you know, where that user is going within the confines of, say, a website.
So at 3Seed, you can help people determine a better return on investment, perhaps?
Certainly.
How exactly would you recommend that a small business advertise or try to reach people? And is there one social media that you find is more useful?
I wouldn't say that there's a silver bullet. With the amount of tools and resources that we have now, there's so many different options that you can use, whether it's from a social standpoint, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. They all work differently. They reach different users mm-hmm. for different reasons. You know, I can think of even the fact that we've started to use things like Snapchat, which mm-hmm. Have you heard of that yet? All right.
I do have kids.
So there's,
we're now young adults.
There are so many different tools out there now that it gets so specific to the type of client each customer is trying to reach.
And that's a good point, because I know that having John on our board serving on these committees, he helps us branch out, because gone are the days that I just threw it on Facebook and I was like, okay, I'm now targeting. So if I want business professionals, I'm putting that flyer or asking for sponsorships on LinkedIn, because mm-hmm. those are the type of people I'm going after. If it's a community event, I'm throwing on Twitter, I'm putting on Instagram, because pictures are 1,000 words. So we're marketing through the chamber through all different social media platforms too as well. And having John there has helped us get to that place.
Explain to me what an influencer is.
Well, it's a prominent person within a community that has clout, credibility. You know they're going to an event. You know they participate in something. You know they're a member of the chamber. They'll be hosting a party or an event somewhere.
So who would be the prime influencers at the chamber?
Definitely Tony Iannelli, our president sure. and CEO. I was going to say thanks, John, for talking about me. but I think there's definitely some great, great partners. Again, with us being so large and a regionalized chamber, you know, we have these individuals in each of our communities. For example, an Ann Baum, Capital Blue, I mean, she is at everything. A Lori Ghostly Hackett at Air Products, at everything. And we appreciate that. They're great volunteers, but they're also encouraging people to come out to the events. They're taking pictures. They're capturing what's happening. And it almost has that, I don't want to say FOMO, but like, oh my goodness, I need to be there next year, or I need to get involved. So they're great advocates for us.
Yeah, this is a piece of marketing that I find very interesting, that a person who's 12 years old can get on the web and talk about a toy, and all of a sudden they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars because it works.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about the age that we're in now, where you have the most educated consumer of all time, right? Every piece of information that we want, we have at our fingertips 24/7. So we know what products or services we want. We know what they should cost. We know how long it should take to get them. What we don't know is who we want to utilize for that service or buy that product from. That's where, you know, testimonials, these influencers, people with credibility. You know, you'll see a lot more video testimonials living on social media, on websites, you know, something where you have that personal connection. Everybody wants to be a part of the community.
These algorithms change almost by the minute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The ones that you need to understand in order to reach the people that you need to reach, not only for the chamber, but for any other business when you have an event. How do you stay on top of this? How do you stay on top of it for the chamber?
Well, it's almost a full-time job. We look at Google algorithms and, you know, SEO best practices almost daily. We're constantly running reports for our clients to see how their traffic is being measured and, you know, what resources they need to implement, if they need to make any changes to what we've already been doing. But you have to work with a team, at this point, work with a team of professionals that's really keeping track of what's going on in that digital space.
So the chamber has a lot of events.
Yes. Yeah.
And you do a lot of digital. If something looks like it's not going to be as well attended as you'd like it to be, are there things that you can do immediately to drive notification of this certain event?
Absolutely. I mean, we do boosted posts. We pay for those boosted posts on Facebook. We are reaching out to, you know, like a three seed, asking for their expertise of what else that we could be doing. Maybe it's throwing it up on Twitter at 5:30 because that's when most people are on their phones and looking at things, or at the lunchtime when, you know, between 11 and 1 o'clock. Those are prime times for us to post and make sure that people are seeing those. So we get that information from our great partners.
You're doing some terrific events all year in your specific area.
Mm-hmm.
One of the events that really has my interest is the spiritual investigation that you do in October. And
yes,
of course, we're past that now, but you do it as an annual event,
mm-hmm,
don't you?
It's annual. It's what we call a HALO event, so helping and leading others. This is a fundraiser for the Slatington Library. So the Slatington Library has spirits. So we hire spiritual investigators to come in. This is a community event. It's always well attended. It was a great time this year. So it used to be a dentist's office. It used to be a community center. And the librarians and the ladies that work at the library have seen the spirit, and things happen in the library. So this is our annual event, and it, like I said, it's a blast.
Do these spirits look at social media?
I think that's when they decide if they're going to show up or not to our event.
Have there been occurrences there? Have you had any occurrences at this event?
2 years ago when we were there, so they had this a special, I don't know the proper name of it, but we heard a voice. And they were answering questions. And then there was also this box that detects heat, and apparently that's when they come. So it was in the corner, and it was going off crazy. And we were all across the other side of the room. So
really?
Yes.
Now, what is this, and where does it happen again? Because next year I don't want to miss it.
So this is the spiritual investigation. It's at the Slatington Library, usually right around Halloween.
Right around Halloween or the first Friday in November.
And from what I understand, not only are there spirits of the supernatural kind, but there are also spirits of the not supernatural kind.
Oh, yeah. This year we had the folks from Eight Oaks come out and serve up a few spooky cocktails for
Witch's Brew.
Guests.
That was my favorite.
So we should watch the websites. You guys are good at getting a hold of us via social media.
Mm-hmm.
Reaching all the people who ought to be reached so that they can attend this event.
They do not want to miss it. Trust me.
But
it's
this
one
is
of
one
us.
We really need to keep our eyes on.
Yes.
Because who doesn't like to go get scared a little bit?
Yes. And it's all for a good cause. I mean, we are raising money for the Slatington Library, who are great community partners. We're very fortunate to have a library in the downtown of Slatington. So we were able to raise over $300 for them. So that's great.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about more events that are happening in your area. I'm Greg Caponia, your host for On Every Main Street.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. With me today is Jessica O'Donnell and John Hall, who works at 3Seed Marketing. You're a chamber of business, but also a chamber of community. We've talked about this a little bit before, but what does that mean?
So for us, being a chamber of commerce, obviously the business, but chamber of communities, our businesses are part of the community. A lot of our local initiatives are benefiting the community. In return, they're also benefiting the businesses that we are representing. So a lot of our events do have a community focus, such as the spiritual investigation, which we just talked about. We're benefiting a good community partner like the Slatington Library, but also benefiting the community and saying, hey, support our local businesses, support our nonprofits. We do other events where we do scholarship fundraisers. That is benefiting our future business and community leaders. So that's that balance of Chamber of Commerce, Chamber of Communities.
Let's talk about some of the other events that are coming up or events that occur on a yearly basis. You have a membership appreciation picnic.
We do. That's one of our largest events every year. It's in
June, July.
We invite all of our members from across that great footprint over to the Walnut-Port Canal. We throw on a big barbecue and dinner for them. There are games. There's entertainment. The board prepares and serves the meal. It's really our way of giving back and saying
thank you. We are nothing without our members. Yeah. I mean, we are representing them. They do so much for us throughout the year. So this is our way to give back and invite their team, their colleagues to come here and just interact with one another. Because, again, together we're stronger.
How many members do you have under your purview, approximately?
North of 200. But then the greater chambers, 6,000 plus.
And another thing we have to mention is there is a real benefit to business when you have the opportunity just to communicate with people. As John, you being a new business development person, mm-hmm. You probably run into a lot of people who might be able to use your services and perhaps don't know about you.
I certainly do. Every meeting, every event, the chamber for me from a new business perspective has been invaluable. You know, the relationships that I've made, the connections that I've made, the events and the incredible things I've been able to participate in would not have happened if it wasn't for my involvement with the chamber.
We like to say we're connectors, so that's
great. Yeah, well, you are. You also do quite a few things with the veterans and the military council. You do have something coming up.
February, end of February. I believe it's February 26th. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. But go on to the chamber's website. You'll find it there. The Greater Northern Lehigh Chamber is partnering with the Military and Veterans Council at Eight Oaks. And we are going to have a mixer there. And this is one of our newer initiatives, which I believe we did have Allison on to talk about that. But we're very excited about that because Chad, who is the owner of Eight Oaks, he is a vet himself. So this is a great way to identify the different veteran-owned businesses throughout the greater Lehigh Valley.
Do you have very many?
The list is growing every day. This is a new initiative for us.
And does the chamber have anything special or have any areas where a veteran-owned business can seek more information?
Absolutely. And it's all on the website, and Allison Pickle is the liaison for that. I know that there is tons of veterans. Once we started this initiative, they were coming out left and right, which is really great, and a positive support of, like, this is so great that you have a council for this so people can interact with one another.
Great opportunity to help the people who served us. Go buy some things from them. Your restaurant week.
That is coming up. That's the last week in January. This is our second year doing it. Mm-hmm. Again, we have such a large footprint, and we have so many great restaurants, as do all the communities that we serve. So again, being a regionalized chamber, we're communicating with the other liaisons in the other communities, making sure we're not competing with a restaurant week if maybe Bethlehem's having one. But this is a great opportunity for us to drive foot traffic into these eateries, but also showcase what we have to offer. I mean, the bakery nook. So many great, great businesses that, you know, we can go eat at.
John, help the restaurant owners who are listening to us. What might a restaurant want to concentrate on when they're trying to market their restaurant?
Well, I would say the greatest thing they can do is be authentic. Know what they serve and what the experiences that they want to provide to their guests and put that through to every piece of, whether it's marketing materials or even just, you know, the way their facility looks and where their food's prepared.
I hear the word authentic a lot now.
Yeah.
What does that really mean?
Know who you are. You know, I mentioned earlier you can't be everything to everyone. Mm-hmm. That was that sort of accuracy by volume theory that we all used to run on. Now, understand your brand, know who you are, and know that not everybody is going to be your client, but the ones that you get should be the best that you've ever had.
You don't really need everybody, do you?
You don't.
And so if a restaurant or a specific business has something that they're best known for, is that something that they ought to...
They ought to promote the heck out of it.
Talk to me about testimonials.
Testimonials are huge now. You look, think about how many restaurants, and we'll kind of stay on that topic, how many restaurants there are just in each and every small town that we have. You know, it's Friday night, where do I want to go to dinner? We go to the same places over and over again. Well, why don't you hop on Yelp and see who's got great ratings, who's got a whole ton of, you know, positive reviews and testimonials. We'll go try them out.
I think that's the power of social media, though, too, because I know that if something's really great, and there, I could take a picture and put it on social media. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I need to go there because I see my friends are going there. That dish looks awesome, and they're raving about it on social media. So, again, a testimonial goes a long way.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, as long as we're being a chamber of community, tell me what to do when somebody says something negative about your business online. How do you manage reputation?
Rule number one, take it off. Not take it offline, but take the conversation offline. Reach out to that person directly and have a conversation with them. See where you went wrong and what you can do to remedy it.
You can't please everybody all the time.
Right.
And let's face it, sometimes you get a bad experience at some place just because maybe somebody didn't show up. But reputation management is extremely important. And I think a lot of people now, at least I do, I look at these testimonials and referrals, and I'm more likely to go see somebody or visit their business if there is a positive reaction. Can you volume this down?
Absolutely. So there are, in existence now, there are many different tools that businesses, both small and large, can use to, say, send out a survey to a customer that had just recently used their service, and it can actually push a review right to Yelp, Google, Facebook, wherever it needs to go. But most businesses are concerned. They're worried. They're hesitant to ask, you know, how was your experience? What was it like? Did we do a good job? Because they don't want that bad, you know, that bad score or to hear that bad feedback. But first of all, you need to hear it if it is bad.
Right,
you also
sure.
need to hear it if it's great. The more positive reviews you can voluntarily get out into the, you know, the social spectrum, the better. Because those great positive ones, if you have, let's say you have 100 positive reviews and one bad one star isn't going to kill you.
As long as I have you in here, I want to ask you another question about when we search something online.
Sure.
At the top of the search engine, you'll see an advertisement for a business. But I always go below those advertisements and go to what I guess is the organic company that's listed at the top of the search.
Yep.
How do you get there?
A lot of work. We talked earlier about how those algorithms are constantly changing. And things that you can do just from a website standpoint is driving traffic to your website, making sure that the content there is relevant, making sure that we could do a whole program just on search engine optimization. That probably most people wouldn't understand.
Do people automatically go to the organic line on the search engine, or will they hit that advertisement?
You know, they probably go to a mix of both. I would say typically, more often than not, they're similar, right? The folks that are spending the time and making the investment in their organic search are probably also spending a little bit of money on a pay-per-click campaign or something similar that is going to get them those paid ad spots on the top of Google.
So how will you get people to your mini golf event?
We're going to boost those posts and get our members out there promoting it to their whole different audiences. But yes, we do have our annual mini golf. It's always in May. This is, again, a halo event. We are raising money for our scholarships. So because we have such a large footprint, scholarships go out to Northwestern Lehigh, Northern Lehigh, LCTI, Northampton, and Parkland. So this is one of our annual events. And again, we want to give back to our future business and community leaders. So this is a very strong initiative of the Greater Northern Lehigh Chamber.
We need to talk about the census now. And I'm starting to bring this up in almost every show that I do. But it's so important for us to talk about why you should get involved with the census and let people know that you are a community member. The average person brings in $2,000 to the community. How can we get more people to not be afraid to do this?
We need to educate. The chamber has started to do this. We had an event in one of our other affiliated chambers where the county executive, Phillips Armstrong, came in and educated the community and the business leaders to make sure they participate in this, because this is real money we're talking about. So we are continuing to partner up with our counties and making sure that we get in front of our large audiences and make sure that they participate in this.
And in order for a person to participate, is it still knocking on the door? Do they still take the census by knocking on the door, or can you do this online? I believe you can do both.
Okay.
And the reason why I bring this up is so often when people hear a knock on their door, they will hit the floor. And let's face it, we all kind of do it. If the because people just don't knock on doors anymore, but census people will still do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you talked about a person who you know knew that there were people in the room and mm-hmm. Or in the house, and maybe they just didn't want to, you know, answer the door. There
yes.
is no problem. All they want to do is find out how many people are in every house. So please, if you get the door knock, if you have an opportunity to go online and register for the census, make sure you do that.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of the municipalities are holding like town hall meetings and, you know, educating, recruiting people to be the door knockers, but also recruiting people to participate in that. So it's all over. I see it all the time.
What are some things about your chamber and your area that we may not know about?
I think we have some really great businesses. So we have such a large footprint that we cover, but Northwestern, we have Eight Oaks. We have a fabulous distillery, like we talked about having an event out there. We have great wineries out there. We have the great trail that runs through Slatington. Mm-hmm. So that's a really great thing for us, too. So I'm trying to think what else. I mean, we have great events, community initiatives. Our nonprofits are really, really involved. Really great school districts in this footprint, great partners, all of those that sit on our chamber board. You just have to come out and see all that we have to offer. Really, you can make a full day traveling in each of the townships and boroughs, but seeing what we have to offer. Really great restaurant, Acamia. I mean, love me some Acamia if you want some good Italian.
Who doesn't want some good Italian food?
Yeah, we like that place. We like to have our board meetings there, too.
We do.
John, yeah. When you became involved with the chamber, what is the thing that surprised you the most?
How connected each and every one of the communities happen to be, you know, especially with Greater Northern being such a large footprint. It's sort of a microcosm of the overall Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber. You know, understanding that the chamber is on every main street and thinking about how many main streets there realistically are.
And you can always use volunteers, can't you?
Volunteers make our jobs and careers at the chamber much easier because, again, together we are stronger.
So if I'm listening to this program, want to be a volunteer, what should I do?
Go to our website, Facebook. All our information is there for the liaisons that represent the specific geographic chambers to the diversity councils. It's going to pay off for your business, too, as well. I mean, the Lehigh Valley is so large, there's enough business for everybody. So collaborating with other business partners is great, too, as well. So get involved.
John Hall, thank you very much for being here. Your company is 3Seed Marketing. John is a new business development person. Call them if you need some help. And Jessica O'Donnell, thank you very much for joining us on Every Main Street. My name is Greg Caponia. Have a great evening.
Up next on WDIY 88.1 FM, news headlines from NPR, followed by our Monday night folk program, Folk Classics.